Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Damascus, Syria. Syrian President Bashar Assad tells an international peace envoy to Syria that he will win even if Damascus is destroyed. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
As the Syrian civil war continues to intensify, Bashar Assad, the defiant Syrian president, continues to hold on to power and command his military to destroy the opposition trying to overthrow the Syrian government. Syrians have been killed in this civil war, and the opposition is moving closer and closer every day to Damascus, the stronghold for the Assad regime. Bashar Assad said recently that even if Damascus is destroyed, he, as president of Syria, would continue to fight on and would eventually win out in the final solution. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The brash statements by Syrian President Bashar Assad that even if the opposition of his government destroys the city of Damascus, that he would still win in the end, which is in contradiction of Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The civil war in Syria has seen people killed as they endeavor to bring down the Assad government, which is a horrific price to bring down a man whose family has controlled Syria for over 50 years. With each and every day of fighting, the opposition forces draw closer and closer to Assad's stronghold in Damascus, and these opposition forces are threatening to destroy the city of Damascus. Defiantly, Bashar Assad said recently that even if Damascus is destroyed, he would prevail and he would win the civil war. Assad's statement that he would win in the long run, even if Damascus is destroyed, is a contradiction to political wisdom and to the prophetic word. The ancient Jewish prophet Isaiah wrote 2,500 years ago that Damascus would be destroyed. The phrase in Isaiah 17, "in that day," indicates that the prophecy will be fulfilled in the last days, a period of time very close at hand. When you notice Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40, where it mentions the king of the north, you can conclude from Daniel 11 verses 5 to 20 that the king of the north is modern-day Syria. Daniel chapter 11 verse 40 says, "At the time of the end," and that's our day, "Syria will indeed be destroyed." Damascus is the major city of Syria, and it could well be destroyed by the Syrian opposition forces who want Assad out of power. Politically, it looks as if Damascus is about to be destroyed. Prophetically, however, it is absolute. Damascus will be destroyed. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...